Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 28th of March. There was another attempt to guess the fourth quarter growth rate from the UK economy, which ended up with GDP being unrevised for the headline, but with a fair amount of adjustment in the detail. Strike action weighed on activity during the fourth quarter of last year. This is not the end of the story, for the data will be revised for years to come, and if history is any guide, the data will be revised higher over the coming years. The details showed consumers still saving money, with incomes doing okay, and that gives some potential spending power in the coming quarters. Structural change in the UK economy has been taking pace quite rapidly. Things like the productivity gains from flexible working and the increase in side hustles and other income streams not reported in high-frequency data mean that GDP can frequently underestimate actual economic activity. Unpaid labour also gets taken out of GDP, whether that's volunteering or self-service checkouts. Following up from the UK data, we'll get another attempt at estimating the US fourth quarter GDP. There's no expectation of a change from the last estimate. The US economy arguably has fewer dramatic structural changes than has the UK, and if an economy still does things in the old way, then old-fashioned data calculation is less of a problem. That's not to say that the United States does not revise its numbers. These figures will be revised significantly, and again, probably positively in the coming years. Growth is generally better than initially reported. Of course, none of this should matter to equities or to politics. For equities, that is because earnings data is real-world activity, and the reported GDP will eventually have to align with earnings, at least for that relatively minor subsection of the economy that is represented by listed corporates. Politically, it's not what is happening, but what people feel is happening that actually matters. Politics is more spin than substance when it comes to economic activity. German retail sales figures were weaker month on month, but such was the extent of revisions to the previous month's data, the year-on-year rate grew. The previous month's data was, of course, revised stronger because German economic data is nearly always revised stronger. Tomorrow, there's going to be a flurry of price information coming to markets that will have limited volume because of the holiday weekend. French preliminary March consumer price inflation is expected to show a further slowing in the headline rate, while the same Italian data is expected to increase from a rather low level. This reflects base effects in energy prices. The United States will be offering the personal consumer expenditure deflator for February, which is expected to be stable on the headline and core figures, essentially within an acceptable distance of the 2% inflation target. If the target for inflation is 2%, then anything between 1 and 3% should be considered as actually hitting the target. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.